In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You shall have no other gods. You can't pick and choose which God you would like to follow. There is only one God. We should fear, love, and trust in Him above all things. However, whatever you fear, whatever you love, and whatever you trust is your God. This is why Scripture speaks of gods in the plural. Fallen man creates these idols by what he fears, loves, and trusts. Sometimes they take the form of a concrete creature, other times not. But idolatry is thriving. No one is an atheist, for everyone fears, loves, and trusts in something. The concrete statue may be gone, but not the idol. Organized religion may be gone, but not the confidence of the heart. Satan convinced the world that he did not exist. And in the process, he convinced the world that religion really does not exist. He has disembodied man's fears, loves, and trusts, and turned the pagan gods into abstractions. These ancient pagan gods were nothing more than what people feared, loved, and trusted in. So what does man fear today? What does he love today? What does he trust in today? Answer those questions and you find out what his God is and what his religion is. The same is true for you. Answer those questions on a personal level and it will reveal where your trust, where your God is found. So man fears higher gas prices, scarcity, failing health, not being able to avoid medical care when he needs it, of not being able to provide for his children in the way that he would like. He fears making the wrong decision, economic struggles, personal independence lost, a nation's freedom lost. So fear may drive him to work hard so he may have enough money or time or wisdom to make the right decisions and to avoid some of these problems. He fears the weather, drastically changing and altering life on earth. He fears the sea rising or more animals dwelling within city limits. Now, he does not call the weather Zeus or the sea Poseidon, but if he fears a drastic change and does whatever he can to appease that weather, then does he not still hold to Zeus in his heart? Our Lord rebuked the disciples for fearing the weather. They sat in that boat. Jesus was never afraid. He was in anguish, but never afraid, because to be afraid is to create another. To fear the shadows of the night is to make those shadows your God. To fear the way you will die is to make death your God. To fear losing your child, your spouse, your parents, your siblings is to make them your God. To fear inflation, disease, war is to make those things your God. The devil wants you to be afraid. Our fears show what we love. Many think that they have God and the right religion when their life is easy. They have enough food, money, and success. They have great charisma or abilities and skills to take care of themselves. The world teaches us to pursue these things, for these are the things, they say, that bring wealth and happiness. And so young adults want a career instead of a family. They want money instead of children. They want influence instead of faithfulness. Do we unwittingly hold up these idols before our children and grandchildren? Do we trust that these things will make them happy and give them a good life? So are we diligent at work, but not in prayer? Do we run to get medication the moment a doctor prescribes it, but not the Holy Supper? And what about that phrase, safety first? Is not God first? Is not the supper first? Is not his forgiveness? Is not his word first? And must not we live like that, even if it means we risk something to obtain it? So let us find happiness in what God has given to us. If we are only content when life is going well, and if we fail to be content, when our life takes a turn for the worse, does not that show where our heart's love truly lies? The devil does not throw pagan gods in front of you to worship, neither does he appear to you visibly. But he does attack you daily. He makes no distinction between the religious and the secular. In fact, which one is probably more dangerous? He hides behind science, behind work, behind money, behind pets, families, vacations, and weekends, all tremendous gifts of God, all to be used in the service of God, but all used by the devil to tempt, to try to lead you astray. We have a religious mind, a God-given mind that views all things through the scriptures, and we do that when we are studying religion or other religions, but what about when we are listening to the news or hearing a scientific report or learning about school and education? Should not our mind be captive to God's word at all times? Any word that contradicts the word of God is of the devil. Whether it comes from a pastor, a parent, a friend, a teacher, politician, get behind me, Satan, for you do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men. The heart must fear, love, and trust in God alone. The heart must know no other comfort or confidence than in Him alone. It must not allow itself to be torn from Him, but for Him, it must risk everything and disregard all else. There is only one God. Expect all good things from Him alone. All good things, not just forgiveness, but money, happiness, success. All good things come from Him. And if you lack bread for 40 days, and if you find yourself standing in dire situations on the top of a temple, crawl and cling to your God. He will give you enough, and He will get you out of every need in the way that He sees fit. So do not be afraid. How often does God tell His people in the scriptures, do not be afraid, for He is their God, and He has not come to punish or to destroy, but to save. Christ was never afraid. He didn't eat for 40 days, and yet He did not fear starvation, discomfort, or pain. He was in anguish in Gethsemane and in Calvary, but not in fear. For He believed the word that the Father spoke to Him at His baptism. You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased. His heart clung to that word, and He ordered His life around that word. He loved to hear it and to recite it in times of trouble, and in those times it strengthened Him to endure. How did the angel strengthen Him in Gethsemane? With the word of God. By declaring that He was God's beloved Son, and God had sent Him for this purpose. And so He wouldn't turn stones into bread because He feared God alone. And He wouldn't jump from the temple because He trusted in God alone. God had sent Him into the wilderness. God gave Him the cross, the crown, the nails, and He willingly accepted it because He trusted in God alone. Yes, He did pray for that cup to be taken away, that cup of suffering, to be taken away from Him. But He knew that God's answer was best. And He did not bow down before the devil because He was content with what God had given Him. He did not live for earthly success, but for His Father. Not for glory, but for faithfulness. He loved God. So He loved whatever God gave Him. Thus Christ earned for us a righteousness that we could not. Where we have feared starvation, disease, war, pain, and discomfort, He feared God alone. My times are in Your hands. He knew it and believed it. Where we bowed at the altar of success and prosperity and have ordered our lives around such things, He loved His Father. Where we have trusted in our abilities, in science, in governments, in money, to provide for us health, success, and prosperity. He trusted in God alone. He is our substitute who fought our battles and won salvation for us. It is written, He said, For he does not fight the devil as God, but he fights him as a man, wielding the word of God, and as a man, the God-man, he holds the field forever. He did not fight by using his divine power on Calvary and coming down from the cross, but he fought as a man by being pinned, bleeding, and dying so that he might obtain the victory and your sins might be atoned for. Why fear something that cannot harm you? Why love something that doesn't love you back? Why trust in what cannot save? Do not be afraid. Fear God alone. Love him above all things. Trust in him with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. He will not let you down. Throw all your eggs into one basket. Don't hold back. For today you see a Savior fighting the devil for you. And he still fights for you. He will not leave you on your own. He remains with you. He holds the field. The devil still roams around seeking to devour, but Christ remains the champion. So that first commandment, you shall have no other gods, is a gracious invitation that invites you to believe in the one who provides all things, saves you from the devil, and gives you everlasting joy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.